gentlemen. Good morning. Dear fellow critical care nurses, I would like to thank the organizers for inviting me. This is the first presentation on European nursing, given to a national nursing conference. So this is a great opportunity for EFCNA to be present in a national conference attended by so many colleagues. This is why I am truly pleased to take the floor on behalf of EFCNA, not just on behalf of individual associations.
Dovremmo avere un attimino di pazienza perché, come già è stato annunciato, abbiamo preferito fare una.
So just a moment, because as we have announced, the simultaneous translation will actually be in oversound, and so we thank the translators for translating it in oversound, and we also thank the foreign colleagues for their patience, because they will speak English and they will hear an Italian translation.
First of all, in this presentation, I'm talking on myself, with a personal opinion. And the other things that in this presentation are coming from EFCNA in mutual interest and shared knowledge from the conferences and the questionnaire we just provided this year and which will be published on the website of the EFCNA. Okay. What's EFCNA? Facts. There are 23 national associations, and they're European-wide. In the north, we find Iceland. In the south, there's Spain and Turkey. In the west, the border is in the UK. And in the east, we find Estonia. There are more than 22,000 critical care nurses member of the national associations. Our estimation is that there are 120 or 130 critical care nurses in Europe. So only a few are member of the national associations. There is a council of 23 representatives, and each association delegates its own representative to the council. There is a core committee of 3 members. It's similarly as the board, and it has a secretary, a chair, and a treasurer. There is a 2-day conference twice a year, and it's organized in different countries. So in spring 2000, we were in Florence. And we are all enthusiastic and dedicated to the quality of care given to patients in a critical care situation by professional critical care nurses who are well educated and improving their skills and knowledge with a professional attitude. Because the patient is where we stand for, and that's what joins us. And that has nothing to do with nationality or the nationality of the caretakers. What is this presentation about? Who is the critical care nurse in Europe, if there is any? What is she or he doing? Is there a professional critical care nursing domain? How to become a critical care nurse? And this presentation is made regarding similarities and differences, especially differences, because we're all Europeans, but we have different cultures and there are different laws and different guidelines in daily practice. First, about the critical care nurse in Europe. It's basically a general nurse or an anesthetist assistant. And in a few countries, you are able to work in critical care without a nursing background. And in this case, I mean trained and educated in basic nursing care. In 70% of the countries, the critical care nurse is specialized with an extra educational course. This means a theoretical and this means a theoretical course, or if there is no course, the critical care nurses are trained by their colleagues. The duration of the ethical course has an average of 18 months. And there are big differences in Europe, because you can become a critical care nurse with an education course of 8 weeks or 2 years. And then a critical care nurse in Europe is working in private, public or university hospitals. And the university hospitals are always related to a university, of course. But there are big differences in private and public hospitals. And it has to do with the quality of care, which depends on the money. Or you can better say, the lack of money and the number of staff. So, what are the tasks of the critical care nurse? First, there is prevention. And we sometimes forgot that we prefer to do, to react things and not to prevent them. But you have to think about hygienic measures, etc. There's care, of course. Basic nursing procedures, washing, clothing, oral care, decubitus care, etc. And of course, treatment. And the treatment depending on the kind of hospital and its specialties. You can think about insert an IV, intubation or extubation the patient, cardiac devices, dialysis, etc. All with a specific nursing component. And of course there's accompanying the patient, to inform the patient, to calm down, to let him feel comfortable without pain and fear. And another task is protection, to advocate the patient's rights. It's our task to give the best we have in cure, but if treatment is not successful, we have to make sure that the patient can die in a human way. And we have to protect the patient for unnecessary treatment and at least start an ethical discussion. The nurses observe the patient 24 hours a day and have intensively contact with relatives. And that sometimes clouds our view. And at last there's monitoring. Using the monitor, observing the weaning process, describing what you have seen and carry that out to the rest of the shift or to others for an intervention or a job reflection. And especially the job reflection is a professional attitude. Only your eyes and ears is not enough. There are more eyes and ears available. And they have a different view and experience. And if we can share this knowledge, we improve quality of care. What about the critical care nurse domain? It's based on guidelines and protocols, and that's very important for educational reasons. We train students or new colleagues, but it's also very important in case of legal liability and to make benchmarking with other possibles, with others possible, and improve quality of care. Of course, the domain is also based on the environment and culture. It depends if the hospital organization is a more hierarchic or a more equal nursing structure. And if you think about culture, the cultures are very wide, different in Europe, because there are many differences about the involvement of family and others. The family participation in the South European countries is more than in the North. There are also job assignments, and you have to think about what are the borders of our domain. Do we have enough knowledge of physiotherapy, ergotherapy? Do we have enough knowledge about ventilation treatment, diets, nutritions? And I think there, if we reach the borders of the critical care domain, we have to work together with others. And then there are job descriptions. And the job descriptions are depending on the structure of the ward. Sometimes there are no physicians during the evening or the night shift, and then all the interventions that had to be done to stabilize the patient or rescue his life to the nursing domain. And then there, of course, a law, and that law that says that's a recognition of the healthcare worker, and it protects his profession. And then at last there are ethics. Ethical codes in different countries, in different organizations. Think about an hospital with a strong religion background. How to become a critical care nurse? With theoretical hours, of course. And there's a large difference in Europe. I already said something about it, but some courses have a duration of 200 hours and others with 800 hours of educational theoretical hours. There are practical hours, and it depends on the course and the country, of course. And sometimes there are practical training in other departments, like the operation theater or the emergency department. Instruction. It's my opinion that it's the common way how we learn ourselves new treatments and train critical care students. And then there is reflection. And there's reflection sometimes during the shift or during a treatment with college, or reflection at school in the theoretical course. I don't know how it is in Italy, but in Holland and in other countries, reflection is no common thing during the shift and poorly trained during the course or practical training. Then there is the physician participation. Many theoretical hours in the department and in the education course are given by physicians. it's my opinion that we have to increase the nurse participation in this. There is in some countries a system of permanent education. It's done by a portfolio which is used for a re-registration as a professional healthcare worker. Italy, center of Europe. Yes. Demographically, absolutely. And that is, on the other side, we have a big example in Italy because it has the oldest nurse association in Europe. But what is happening? They work together with other associations inside Italy and outside Italy in Europe. There is a vision on critical care nursing, which is transferred in practice. There are conferences with many attendees. There's contact with the Ministry of Health, and it's very important to put the critical care nurse on the political agenda. And there is the decree of 1994, number 739. According with that decree, every single nurse is responsible of what is doing in his or her field of competence, which is the nursing care. The responsibility, also in the case of legal problems, is defined by an educational basic program for nursing and in the post-basic of continuous education, the competencies program for nursing and in the post-basic of continuous education, the ethical code of nursing. And of course there's a university master of critical care nursing. And a very few countries in Europe has one. And it's my opinion, and EFCNA's opinion, that it's very important to have one. It's an instrument to increase the importance of critical care nursing by research and a more scientific approach. What are EFCNA learning objectives? Collaboration in research. We know, as EFCNA, that a lot of things and research is done separately in all the countries. And we think that EFCNA is a very good platform to bring all the knowledge and research together. We have to increase our political influence in Brussels. At this moment, there's only a paragraph in a law of Brussels which says something about a basic nurse trained in 3 years and nothing else. We have to develop a European vision in critical care nursing regarding the differences and the similarities in the daily practice in Europe. We have to support starting associations. There are many countries at this moment who want to establish a critical care nurse association but who don't have the money or the experience. And we think that it's EFCNA's duty to help them to establish an association. Another point is legalization. At this moment, the European Federation of Critical Care Nurse Associations is not legalized in Europe because it's a very bureaucratic way to do and it costs a lot of time and energy. But it has to be done in the next few years. And of course, we have to gain our resources. At this moment, our financial resource comes from the individual national associations. They pay €1 per member. And of course, of this money, some representatives are not always able to join the conferences. And it's very important to meet each other as a whole twice a year. So we hope that we can gain our resource, our financial position in the future, that we can lower or decrease the subscription by the individual associations and make it possible to for the representatives to join the conferences. And there is, of course, the second Congress of the European Federation of Critical Care Nurse Associations, and it's held in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, in November 2005. And it's already a Congress website where we will have your abstract submissions, and you can have an email contact with the email address. Thank you for your attention.
Bene, grazie a Walter per questo.
Okay. Thank you very much, Walter, for your presentation, which has allowed us to